Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brandon had told us that he had spoken to you prior to trading Stephon, I think, to alert you that it was a possibility, and then post making that move. Just what is your reaction to moving on from a guy that you've had a lot of success with the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And, again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. You know, we've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year seven now, it just kind of is what it is. You know, I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
Have you spoke with Steph since?
Yeah, I shared a text with him and got one back, and just thanking him for everything that he did for me, and always have a spot in my heart for him, and I'll always love that guy like a brother, and you know, wish him nothing but the best.
As you just said there, and really you've been consistent throughout in being having a lot of praise for Stephon and what he has meant to you and to the team. That being said, there was a sense that of maybe just outside speculation. Is he happy? Is he unhappy? Why do you think that seemed to linger over the team for as long as it did?
I mean, to be honest, I couldn't answer that question. It's you know, it's something you may have to ask him at some point. But again, I think with this, there is a lot of opportunity for our guys that are in that room right now and as an offense and really as a team to evolve and grow and become a new version of the Buffalo Bills and to come together as a team over the course of OTAs is what we're doing right now. And, you know, we've got a lot of time before we kick off the first game, so a lot to learn from. You know, even going back and look at some of the concepts that we're doing right now and just cleaning those up, it feels – obviously it's frustrating to look back and see some of the stuff that was on tape, especially for myself, but excited to address those and move forward and get better. Yeah, I mean, I think again, he meant a lot. You look at the statistics, you know, they don't lie. Numbers don't lie. So, you know, but like I said a few minutes ago, it's an opportunity for those guys that we have in our room, bringing in guys like Curtis and Mac, and having Khalil and Dalton and Dawson and guys that have been in the system for a while that know how things go. And within the system, like, anybody can get the ball at any given time, and these guys are very excited for that. They're working extremely hard. It's good to see these guys here. Again, get to know some of these younger guys better, and looking forward to, you know, getting to know them as best as I can so we can, you know, use that on the field.
Josh, you mentioned losing the leader and Steph as well. What do you need to see from other offensive guys to maybe step up from a leadership perspective? You know, so it's not just all on you.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity for myself to grow as a leader. and to bring along some of these young guys or new guys that we've brought into our team. And that's an opportunity, frankly, that I'm very excited about. You know, it's something that is going to be very challenging, but I'm very willing to do it. You know, and having, you know, Coach McDermott, having a second year with Joe Brady, you know, being in my seventh season now, being here, it's kind of crazy to think that I'm going into my seventh season. I feel like, you know, I haven't sat too many times up in front of you guys, you know, at the start of OTA. So, but again, it's just another opportunity for me to go out there and be the guy that I'm supposed to be and the guy that I believe I am. And, you know, I'm going to need guys along the way, but I think the most important thing that I need from this team is guys to just continue to work hard and buy into what we're doing here and trust the process, as Coach McDermott always preaches, and, you know, us trusting in being in what he's doing and bringing the right guys in, and just trying to utilize those guys as best as we can. I guess you can say that. You know, I've been here with Micah and Poe for since I've been here, right? And to lose those guys is going to hurt in terms of the leadership aspect, in terms of the familiarity that I have with coming in and being able to talk with them, not just about football, but with you know, about life. So again, finding somebody, you know, isn't easy, but trusting the guys that we have in this room, having a new center, you know, not having Mitch. You know, Gabe was so good for us for the time that he was here and such a presence in our locker room. But again, we still have some guys that have played some really good football over the course of their careers, and having a guy like Von Miller who's been there and done that and been to the pinnacle, been to the top, bringing in Mike, who's also done the same thing for two of the teams that he's played for, and, you know, relying on some of these guys that have seen what it takes and going to be able to utilize their knowledge for this team as well. You know, and I don't think it's a wrong thing or a bad thing to get younger. You know, I think that as a coaching staff, as a leader, to be able to come and kind of mold these guys into the team that you want to be, I think is a very exciting opportunity. And again, it takes two to tango. You need to have the right guys that are willing to come in and work hard and do things the right way, which I can confidently say in this locker room right now, you know, we have those guys.
Josh, how are you health-wise, especially your shoulder?
Very good. Yeah, really good. Obviously taking the last month and a half to kind of relax, let the body get back to it. You know, later in, you know, the last half of the season, especially the last four or five games, really felt like got back to what I felt like was, you know, close to 100%. You know, started feeling like I was playing like myself again, and didn't take too many hits towards the end of the season. So went into the off season, you know, relatively healthy, and then feel like I've gotten some PT work, you know, throughout the last couple months, and making sure that I'm just staying on top of that, and making sure my body's as best shape it can be.
Josh, talk about Josh. Be thankful for the things that Stephon taught you. What would you say are some of the things that you learned from his time here with
you? Well, again, I think. You know, the concepts that we were able to put in, the concepts that we were able to run with him, his mentality, the way that he attacked each and every practice, and, you know, it was very infectious, especially for the young guys seeing that. So that's what I would say.
Josh, Brandon Bean said that he was going to take a receiver in every round in this draft. You playing with a Stephon Diggs, you playing with a John Brown and a Cole Beasley, you pretty much got an idea of what type of receiver that you're looking to play with in the future. Can you
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of talented guys in this draft. It kind of goes without saying. And, you know, I wish I could tell you that we're moving up or moving back or staying put and who's going to be there. I honestly don't know. I'm doing my own evals right now and trying to lean Bean one way or another. But honestly, it just kind of depends on the direction of what this offense wants to be, you know, with Joe and myself and understanding how we would utilize certain guys if we did pick them and how we're going to utilize the guys that are here, you know. And I think, again, you talk about having talent. I think bringing in Curtis Samuel, the different things that he can do, pairing him along with Khalil, who's, you know, came along last year, especially later half of the season, him coming to his you know, third year and getting better as time goes on, having Dalton and Dawson and seeing what they can get, what they can do. So bringing in somebody that pairs with those guys. But again, it depends on really what we want to be as an offense to see who's going to be the best fit. And right now I couldn't tell you that. Yeah, I mean, I look at all the highlight tapes on YouTube, so everyone's a baller, you know, on those highlights. But you know, going down and actually watching all their targets and seeing their mannerisms, and obviously I'm not there in the personal meetings, but I get a lot of intel from the guys up in the bullpen. And I will say this: last year draft day, I sent Bean a text, said Dalton Kincaid. That's all I said. You know, felt like the draft day moment when Kevin Costner opens his thing and says Vontae Mack no matter what. It was Dalton Kincaid no matter what last year. So I'd like to think that I have some input in who we get to pick, but honestly, I really don't. So. Yeah, I would say that's the regret, is not winning one. And obviously I played this game, and the other 52 guys in that locker room played this game to win Super Bowls. And we want to bring one very badly here to Western New York, and that's my number one goal. That's all I'm working for and I'm working towards right now, is figuring out how and what it takes to get us over that hump and bring one back. And we're going to work tirelessly until we do. Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk about guys that are working extremely hard, you know, I think last year especially Dion and Spence, how hard they worked and how well they played, obviously garnered a lot of attention, and guys respect that. Guys see that. You look at Khalil and what he was able to do in a limited role and stepping up late. And again, guys that play the game the right way, it's kind of an unspoken rule. You tend to follow those guys, guys that follow the ball, guys that make the extra block, guys that don't care if he scores or he scores, as long as we're winning football games. And sometimes it's not your best player, but sometimes it's your hardest worker that steps up and can say something, and guys respect that. So, you know, we have a few of those guys on this team right now, and how it unfolds is how it unfolds, and I'm anxious to see how it does. I mean, I don't think it changes at all. You know, Coach McDermott and the standard that we have here is playoff caliber. You know, doing everything that we can do to make the playoffs and give ourselves a chance at winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, the best way to make the playoffs is win your division. And that starts with winning the first game and taking it one game at a time. And, you know, that's how we're going to approach it.
What's it like to transition to center, especially from someone that you have such a great relationship with, worked so long with, from Mitch?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love Mitch. You know, with every ounce of my being, he's one of the greatest dudes in the entire world, and I truly mean that. And I think if you talk to anybody else, they'd say the same thing. A lot of wisdom that he had. You know, I wish him nothing but the best in Jacksonville. I got to spend a little bit of time with him in the last couple weeks too, and gonna miss him for sure. You know, and it's never gonna be easy to replace someone you've been playing so long with. You know, we kind of knew each other like the back of our hands, and you know, I kind of felt him on the back of my hand almost every snap. So, you know, it's not easy, but at the same time, you know, it allows our guys to adapt and evolve, and you know, give opportunities to new guys and to see what they can do.
What's that physically like for you when you put your hands under Connor for the first time after having Mitch for so long, and like how you have to kind of adjust? Is it the same thing as working with a wide receiver and option routes?
I mean, again, yeah, I think it's just finding. I know this is going to sound weird, but finding a comfortable position, you know. And I'm serious, like. Mitch was a little left-sided, and every time guys would come in, they'd kind of go middle, And I'd have to tell him, like, just put your hands a little bit to the left. And it just takes a while to get to know somebody and how they snap, you know, where the laces are in gun snaps, usually where's the miss, you know, if I need to expect to get my right hand up a little faster just in case if I know he's pulling to the left. So it takes time. It takes repetition. It's like throwing a route with the receiver. I think that's a good comparison.
I think, John, probably a hard question. I know this is probably a hard question to answer in this setting, but what did you learn about managing or navigating relationships based on your experience with Steph over those 4 years? Because the perception was that there was a problem with you guys for the last 2 years. You turn on ESPN, that seemed to be like a continuing narrative. What did you learn about that now, especially going into your seventh year and maybe taking even more of a leadership role?
I mean, again, I think this is, you know, as a franchise quarterback, guys that get to their second contract, right? You're not getting paid just to be the quarterback. You're getting paid to be the best leader that you can be. The best quarterback obviously comes with that. So leadership looks like a lot of different things. You wear many hats in this building, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's not the easiest thing, you know, especially when, you know, I feel like I'm one of the guys, and sometimes I have to remind myself that, you know, you're looked at a little bit differently. You know, guys are relying on you a little bit more and understanding that. And, again, but trusting coaching staff, trusting your teammates around you, and having that type of humility where it's like you're able to say when and where you're wrong. And I think that's, you know, what we've learned over the last few years, not just with him but with other receivers and with other players as well. It's everybody's got a different type of relationships. You know, everybody has something different that makes them tick. And then, again, I think we're using this time right now to utilize and find what does make these guys tick. What is their reason for playing this game? And just diving deep into that relationship and finding to, you know, getting to know them as on a deeper level, to try to utilize that and to help push them become the best that they can be.
Josh, how many times did you look at second and nine? And did Tom Brady throw you or critique your final possession versus Kansas City?
Did Tom say that again?
Did Tom critique or troll your last possession?
Oh, you're talking about like we were in Pebble Beach?
Yeah.
All right. No, we didn't talk about ball that much. I was too busy beating him up on the golf course to care about that. And, you know, I do pay attention to that and see that possession a lot. And obviously there's some things I wish we can change about that. And whether it's throwing a down ball to me, I wanted to win that game, you know. And if I can go back with the crystal ball and change it, I would. But I can't. The only thing I can do is learn from it and move on and try to utilize that going forward. My lasting memory of Steph will be the receiver that helped me become the quarterback that I am today. And, you know, I'll always thank him for that.
What was it like playing golf with Tiger?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. It was, you know, they say don't meet your heroes unless your hero's Tiger Woods. It was pretty cool. We got to, you know, obviously play golf, and I felt like I played okay. And, you know, I feel like I've played in a couple of these tournaments where there's a lot of people around, and, you know, you're shaking, putting the ball down. There wasn't too many people out there, but, I mean, my hand was shaking, you know, and I've got so much admiration and respect for him and what he's been able to do over the course of his career and the tenacity and the mentality that he had. And there were some, you know, good conversations that we had about that on the course and some things that I'll cherish forever. And got to have my brother on the bag, so it was a pretty surreal moment for us. We got to play golf with Tiger 1 week, and the next week we had a charity flag football event, you know, for RX3, which is a deal that's ran by Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, I was throwing touchdown, me and my brother were throwing touchdown passes to Terrell Owens, which we grew up big Niners fans, and obviously he was a fan favorite in our household. So it's just kind of weird how life works sometimes, and sometimes you gotta smell the roses. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I won't tell you what he said, but he wasn't very pleasant.
Josh, speaking of charitable things, Micah announced his softball game. First of all, how cool is that? He's still gonna do it despite not really knowing what his future is, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but would you plan on being a part of that again?
I plan on it, yeah. What are the dates there?
It's the May 19th, Sunday.
I should be here. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I will say the same thing as I said about Mitch Morse. Micah Hyde is one of the premier humans on this planet. His heart is always in the right place. You know, he's meant so much to me in my career here, just being someone I can lean on, someone I can talk to, someone I can vent to. And I hope he would say the same about me, and I cherish our friendship as much as I cherish anybody's friendship. And it's very cool that he still feels like he's tied to Buffalo and he can come and do this. And I'm sure the support that he's going to garnish there is, it's well-deserved, one, but two, it's for the right reasons. And that's why I love playing in his softball tournament.
Josh, do you have a singular memory from your draft night? What the experience was like? When you think back on that night, is there one thing you think of?
The pounding headache that I had from doing all the media stuff right after. It was a long day, long night. Getting on the flight with Tremaine and his crew, and Tremaine's a big dude. His dad and uncle are big dudes. It was a tight flight. And then Kevin Kearns, that's the first time we met, so never forget. Kevin Kearns.
Josh, Joe Brady now is entrenched as offensive coordinator. If you could, what gives you confidence that he's the guy to lead this offense, especially with all these new pieces that are in place?
Well, one, how guys reacted to him last year when he took over, and the way that he talks to guys is so much different than I think anyone I've been around. His willingness to listen to guys, you know, when we sit in meetings before the game, he's not saying this is what we're going to run. He's saying, what do you guys want to start with? What first run do you want Deion Dawkins? What first reception do you want Khalil Shakur? So he's trying to utilize the strengths of our team to the best of our ability, and putting really the power in our hands to go out there and do it. Because ultimately his big philosophy is, if you guys want it, if that's something you want, you're going to make it work. And again, he wants to call the plays that work. And when guys are convicted about a certain concept or a certain play, it's typically going to work out in our favor. So I think that's one thing that he does really well. And two, this offseason already, just going through different concepts and the little tweaks here or there, starting my eyes here, progressing through here, instead of maybe being at starting, like, it's a little technical, but you know, talking to their quarterbacks, it's like, why weren't we doing this before? You know, even going back to my first years here, it's like, there's certain concepts where, like, you know, it's I was so adamant on this one guy, and if it didn't work out, it was like, all right, go make something happen with your legs. And hopefully get into a spot now where it's like, all right, if this guy's not here, that means this backer's taken away. There should be a window right behind him here for something else coming in. So little things like that. I'm looking very forward to it, and excited about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.